Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? It is Monday. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. I hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. A lot of stuff to get into. Some of the topics we're going to talk about today, the SEC, they're playing football. There was never a doubt in my mind that they would try to push this thing through. They got an open weekend schedule. We'll talk about that a little bit. Baseball, the Diamondbacks found a way to win. We'll get into that. The WNBA, so the Phoenix Mercury, I don't really know what's going on with them. We'll discuss that a little bit as well. Matt Nagy, Chicago Bears head coach, got some sound from him talking about Mitchell Trubisky, how that's shaking down his relationship with general manager Ryan Pace. Now that's shaken down. We'll have that sound as well. Cardinals are in camp. I've given you my picks for the NBA playoffs. I'll do it again today. Game started live, and it is a plethora of basketball over the next week. It's like a buffet. You can just go and eat whatever you want. Leave, come back, there's a game on. Leave, come back, there's a game on. So we'll talk about all that right here on The Cave Show with PLR. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights, 4991 South Alma School to be exact. Get down there, let them know the PLR sent you. They will take care of you, tune you up for 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can also become a member of Maduro's to get you access to the Members Lounge. Tyler TV is back there. Tyler TV is all over the place, to be honest with you, but you also get a locker when you become a member. Backs up directly to a humidor. You never have to worry about your sticks going bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. And just remember, if for whatever reason you can't get down there physically, you can always go to Stogie World. That's S-T-O-A-G-I-E world.com. And you can order all your cigars online. Same great selection that you get if you go down there. All that is done at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, let them know PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. And yes, they do serve adult beverages. Welcome to the Cave Show today. This is PLR. A couple quick announcements before I open up these phone lines. You hear us every day. You know where we are. But good news for everyone. I tell you every day, you can catch us on replay on KSRN at 3 o'clock. Well, that's not changing. But guess what? You can catch us live at 3 o'clock there as well. So make sure, if you didn't do it already, I told you to do it, so you need to listen to me. KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Download the app on the Apple App Store. Also check it out at your Google Play Store or anywhere you get your apps. So you can't get enough of me. You get me live here. You get me live there, and you get the replay there, and you can go on to sportscave.com. And you can check out a whole bunch of all the shows we've done in the past. Some live, recorded shows up already. Some you just click the link and you're on. I tell you what, you have no reason to not be informed. But that's enough for me running my mouth. I want to open up these phone lines. I've been promising it for probably the past 4 days. I haven't done it, but I'm going to do it right now. Carrie Lackey Law Line, live right now. Calling number 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. Caller, thank you for your patience. It's the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, it's my man, Lou. Where you been, buddy?
Yeah, so obviously I haven't missed much in the last week because I was in the process of moving, and I don't have a landline, so I'm using my cell phone to call. So it's been a pretty hectic couple of weeks, you know, with vacation and the fire and now the moving process. So, but I'm back in action.
So hey, you got to back up a little bit. You say, hold on, you back up a little bit. Are you okay? I heard you say the word fire.
Yeah, our shore house, when we were on vacation, caught fire. So.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Yeah. We're okay, though.
Good. That's what matters the most.
Yeah. Anyway, so we got a great game here, though. I mean, what a way to start the playoffs. We got the Jazz and the Nuggets all tied up going to overtime. And Mitchell is having quite a game. He's almost got 50 points.
Byron Mitchell's having a hell of a game
today.
And I you know what? I'm going to give you this pick now because I said I'm going to pick these a little bit later. But I have the Nuggets in six. So I have the Nuggets in six. We'll see what shakes down. Here's what I love about the series. So you pick a team and win in, say, five or six, right? Or you pick a team and win in six, which means they're going to lose two games. And then inevitably you get a call from someone that says, after they lose one of them, they go, see, you were wrong. I said they lose two.
Yeah.
It's like what part was I wrong in? I said they lose two.
Yeah.
But we have barn burner. There's just so much going on right now. I'm glad you called, my friend. I'm going to do this a little bit differently. I'm going to ask you what you have. What do you have for me? You heard the topics. What did you want to bring up today?
Well, you're mentioning about the SEC, of course. You're going on their schedule as much as also a few of the other, like the ACC and the Big 12. But I heard something yesterday that I actually thought it wasn't possible. Okay, now, we've heard that the Pac-12 and the Big 10 have postponed their seasons till at least the spring. But yesterday I heard that Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields was signing a petition to help get the Big Ten back in with this back in the fall. I'm like, but they already canceled the season, so what good is that going to do? The big dope.
Well, I think here's the thing. It first started with Nebraska, who decided to have a one-team coup that said they were going to try to find a way to play. Well, once you're in a conference, you've given up basically that right to be an independent. So if you want to be an independent, go be an independent. But you can't do both. You know what I mean? You can't take all the money from the conference, get everything from the conference, say everything is about the conference, and then when the conference does something you like, now all of a sudden you want to do your own thing. That doesn't really work. You know what I mean? So that's one.
No.
But the Big Ten, they were just catching a lot of flack, to be perfectly honest with you. And so Justin Fields started his petition. And a petition is just that. It just means that you're basically saying this is what we want to do. That doesn't mean the Big Ten is going to do it. They can't have all the right in the world to do the petition.
No.
I mean, it you know what I mean? It doesn't change the price of anything. The question is the Big Ten going to back down? Are they going to rethink this? Are they going to say, well, you know what?
I thought once the decision was made, they couldn't do that.
Well, no, you can always, you know, money's involved. You can always reverse your decisions. But my point, Lou, is these are the – see, here's what I think people are forgetting.
Yeah.
This wasn't athletic directors, per se, making all the decisions and coaches. These were the presidents. Presidents of the university aren't going to always think football first. They're going to think school first. And I think that's – where they're going to have an issue, they got to convince the president of the university that this is something they would like to think of a way to restart. I think that's where the problem is going to be.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I think
the
Pac-12 is done, though. Yeah, I think the Pac-12 is done. From being on those Zoom calls, I don't see the Pac-12 coming back at all. But the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12, they're going to try to power through this.
Good. Yeah, the Big Ten maybe as well. Well, we'll see about that. I mean, the Pac-12 I get because, you know, out there, those were the cases that were right, that were, you know, had the numbers staggering, and that would have been, I think that's the wise decision on that part. But in cases where it's gone down, yeah, I don't think you need to, you know, wipe out football entirely. I mean, although the FCS did cancel their season completely, even football. But then again, that doesn't really bring in a lot of revenue for college football, so that doesn't really do much.
Here's what I would understand, and I'll be perfectly honest with you. I keep hearing these people say, and when I say these people, I mean other people that are in sports. And I'm talking, you know, from the Clay Travises and the Whitlocks and, you know, the people that think they know everything there is, Aaron Torres, all these people who think they know everything there is to know about sports. Then they keep saying it's safer for the kids to be, you know, playing football with their team than it is to be back home. Okay, so here's my question.
Uh-huh.
And maybe these people that are very brilliant and if you ask them, they're smarter than everybody that's ever walked on Earth.
Yes.
I don't know if they remember going to college, or maybe they just weren't popular people in college, and maybe no one just liked them in college, so they didn't hang around. But from covering ASU football players are pretty popular young men, and
they go back to their
dorms, and they go back to a class, and they go back to where other students are. And I'll be even more specific. They go back to where girlfriends are or boyfriends are or whatever. It doesn't matter to
mm-hmm.
me. And guess what they go to? They go to parties. So, For all those smart-ass people like the Whitlocks and the Travises and Aaron Torres, you're right. If all they did was go from class to practice to the game to class to practice to the game, then maybe – they're right. Maybe they would be safe. But they're going to go to parties. Also, I don't know if you know this. Not every school and every conference tests the same. So you have some schools that haven't tested in 2 weeks. You have some schools that can afford to test every other day. Well, if everyone is testing the same, maybe then, yes, you feel better. But if I'm saying, I don't know, say I'm ASU and we test every other day and I know everybody is good, but I got to play a Colorado team and they only test once every 2 weeks, I'm not as comfortable. So I think when a real smart people get in the room and try to prove how smart they are, you got to look at everything. College kids are not in a bubble. College kids are going to be college kids. College kids are going to do dumb things. And so when you say that, I think you really have to stop and say, it's not just the kids, it's the other schools. It's the other surrounding schools. There's so much that goes into it than just they're safe because they're going to be around their team only. Okay, baseball is supposed to be safe. They're around their team only, but the Cardinals can't seem to get right. The Reds just came down with it, and the Miami Marlins came down with it. It's not a case where you just have a cold or the flu. You stay home, eat some Campbell's soup, watch Donovan McNabb do a commercial, and then you're good. Even if you're asymptomatic, you can't play. There's a difference.
Right.
And so I that's where everyone – I'm losing my mind with that. And so, yes.
Yeah.
Did they play? Yes. Should they necessarily play? I don't know.
No.
Everyone has to make their own decision. I would say give it a little bit more time, maybe postpone a little bit. But you know what? I just think it's so crazy. Well, it's just dumb that they don't play. You know what? Only six deal in absolutes. And we saw what happened to them in the Star Wars movie.
Right. I don't like it.
So that's my opinion. I mean, if they want to plow through, go through. Just make sure everyone's on the same rules. And just be able to live with the consequence that if a kid gets sick and a kid dies, you can live with that on your conscience. That you just have to be able to live with that. Look, I have kids that play sports. You know, I try my best to keep them as safe as possible.
Yeah.
I've not let them do anything in months. But we'll see. Like I said, everything is a case-by-case basis. I just think football is a different beast. But it is what it is. Sorry to take up all that time on you.
That's all right. No, I wanted to bring that up because I thought, well, wait, they've already said they've canceled the season, so you're saying we're just thinking you can get it back when it's already been canceled. So the purpose of that doesn't do you any good. Yeah, I know. It's all right to change your mind, but I don't know. Convincing them, that's another story altogether.
Yeah, and I feel bad for the kids.
Because, you know, some people are just set in their ways.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, you know.
On ESPN too now.
We'll see what happens. Listen, money makes people do a lot of things that people normally wouldn't do would do. And if the Big Ten, if they're having second thoughts and they have a way to change their mind, Lou, you know what they're going to do? They're going to change their mind.
All right. And the NHL is, in their playoff mode, too. And you would not believe the game they had last week. We had the longest game in 20 years. Columbus Blue Jackets and Tampa Bay Lightning played a game where they went 5 overtimes.
That was crazy. I actually saw that.
That was whack. I'm not surprised.
I have a hockey question for you, though, because I know you really keep up and follow it. We have a goalie that decided right before everything got going that he was going to go home, that he was going to tap out, family issues, decided to leave. What are your thoughts on that as a hockey fan? Because I know what thoughts I had, but what are your thoughts?
I mean, it's one thing to go ahead of time and say that I'm not going to be able to play, but if you decided to go at the last minute and just opt out, no, that's not fair. You made a commitment. And, I'm sorry for what happened, with your family or whatever, but, you just can't decide just to opt out at the last second, in the middle of a series. If you're going to do that, you should have done that from the beginning. Not like, in game 4 when the team needs you the most. And, Rask from the Boston Bruins did that on Saturday 2 hours before game time began. He still won, but, I don't really think that's fair to the team.
Yeah, I wanted your opinion on Rask doing that because, you know what, though? I will say this. I agree with you. I think there's one thing to commit and then back out at the last minute. There's another thing to just kind of say from the beginning. I will say this, though. And here's where I'm going to be nice to married guys. We don't know what the wife was saying at home. I'll just leave it at that.
Right.
And every married guy knows exactly what the heck I mean with that one. We don't know what that call was.
Do we want to know?
If that call consisted of those 4 words, bring your ass home, he's on the next plane out.
Yeah. I get it. Oh, boy.
So I'll just say that.
Well, I'll just leave it at that. All right. So this is a number I'll be calling from the time being until I get a landline, I hope. I hope I do get one.
All right, buddy.
Because I don't want I don't want the cell phone to die in 2 days. But
no,
I'll be calling from this number for the time being.
All right, buddy. It's good to have you back, man. Miss you.
Good to have you back, too. You were gone for 4 days, like you said last week, right?
Well, no. We were on all week. There was only one day we were off, and we ran a best of show. I actually introduced it.
I know, I heard that.
And then let it play. Yep. But no, other than that, we were good to go.
Well, I'm back too, and don't worry. I'll listen to the mean dinner at the time. I'll be here.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you.
All right, Paul. Thanks.
All right, Lou. Take care. Good friend of the program, Lou. When I don't hear his voice for a while, it makes me a little nervous. So it's good to have him back on, getting his opinion, getting his buy-in. We are late for our commercial. Let's step away. We'll do that. We'll be back in a minute and 30 seconds. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Oh, so good today. It's hot as hell out here in Phoenix right now. I don't know where everybody is right now, what part of the country you're in, all that good stuff. But I'll tell you something. It gets hot as hell down here in Phoenix. And it really makes you think about, like, why did I choose to live here? It is a beautiful place. Don't get me wrong. I love living in the Phoenix metropolitan area. And I live in Chandler, to be exact. But I absolutely love living here. But, man, when it's 113 degrees, it just takes the air out your sails. Because it's just hot for no reason. And people always do that crazy stuff like, is it hot enough to fry an egg off the ground? I really don't give a damn if it's hot enough to fry an egg off the ground. It's hot enough to piss you off. And I don't know if you've ever been pissed off because it's that hot. Like, it's a difference. I'm originally from Chicago, and in Chicago, it can get cold. And you can just feel like it through your bones that it's just cold. This heat is different because at least when it's cold, you can warm up. But it gets so hot here, they say stupid things in the weather. Like, it'll be 130, and they'll say, well, tonight it should cool down to 90. How the hell can anything cool down to 90 degrees? You can't cool down to 90 degrees. It just hurts your feelings. That's how hot it gets. It hurts your feelings. You snap at people because you snap at people. Someone could just ask you a simple question. Do you want to go to the store? No, why? It's like, I just asked you a question. But it's hot like that. And I don't know why I felt like telling you guys all this. But I just did. I had to get it off my chest because it's hot for the sake of being hot. And for whatever reason, that just pisses me off when it's just hot. Okay, I'm done. I can move on now. I mean, I didn't want to do a whole segment on weather. Even though I feel like I just did a whole segment on weather. But it's just hot. I mean, it's just hot. Anyway, I want to talk about the SEC. I want to talk about their opening week of football. I want to talk a little bit of the NFL. We'll talk the Bears after our next break. But the SEC is plowing forward. They're going to plow through this. They're going to give it a go. They're going to see what they can do. They're going to try to compete and play football. I don't know. I'm just being honest. I don't know. I'm so torn about this, to be honest with you. I think the prudent thing to do is to wait. If at all possible, maybe give it a little bit more time. But then that was the original plan anyway, to give this thing more time. That if everyone just waited, got through the summer, by the time everything rolled around, we'd be fine, we'd be back to normal, and everything would be good. That's not what happened. In some ways, it's getting worse. In some ways, it's getting better. we still really don't know what this thing is. I mean, if we're really just being honest, no one really knows what this thing is. And how long do you hold off? Now, how long do you wait? What do you do? What do you do with your sport? What do you do with these kids? If you're a kid playing in the SEC, well, let me take them out of the picture. Let me go a different route. If you're a kid playing for Iowa State and you're a running back at Iowa State, you're good, but you know that you may not, and in reality, that's it. And you know you may not be a star running back in the NFL. You've already resonated that fact in your mind. But you also have hopes of maybe being a punt returner, working on the special teams, being a gunner. If you don't play and you don't keep your skills sharp, and you're really not working out because it's college and there's really nowhere for you to work out, when the NFL draft rolls around, let's say you were projected to go somewhere in the draft. And if not, let's say, as opposed to going late, you had hopes of signing as an undrafted free agent. What are your chances? In all honesty, what are your chances if you show up at camp and you haven't did an active football play since your sophomore year, or rather, you're a senior now, since your junior year? If the last time you played was December of 2019, if your last football game was December 2019, you haven't done anything football-wise, anything at all for that long, how are you in football shape? How do you show up in football shape? How do you show up ready to go? And how do you show up ready to make a living for you and your family? Is it worth that risk then? Is it worth the risk to play football on the collegiate level for a shot to play on the professional level? Is that worth the risk? When you weigh it, is it worth the risk? And I usually say this when it comes to athletes that do dumb things. They're a great player, but are they worth the headache? Is what they're going to give me on the field worth the headache that they're going to give me off the field? Well, I'm going to reverse that now, and I'm going to say it differently. Is it worth me playing football to attempt to make a better life for my family? Is it worth that risk? And I think that's the only way that you have to put it. So then when you come to the betterment of the kid, what's better for the kid, what's safest for the kid, and even if you believe that what the Big Ten and the Pac-12 did, and I do believe that it was a good idea to hold off. I do. But then there are days where I even second-guess myself. I just think it's tough. And when you get this in certain parts of the country, and like I said, we could say all we want to say. We really can. It doesn't matter. And if you're not truthful with yourself, then you're lying to yourself. And I know I did just basically say the same thing. But if you think politics doesn't have to do with where places are in the country with football, then you're really kidding yourself. EC is knee-deep
in the area where 1600 Pennsylvania is represented. That's a large constituency. They're going to play football. At least they're going to try. They're going to give it a go. They're going to see what's happening. They're going to try to do it. And I understand. Listen, just because you don't agree with something doesn't mean you can't understand it. It drives me nuts when I hear these people say, oh, well, they're doing it. But I promise you, the opening week schedule, I'm going to give you the opening week schedule, Alabama at Missouri, Florida at Ole Miss, Georgia at Arkansas, Kentucky at Auburn, sounds like a better basketball game, Mississippi State at LSU, Tennessee at South Carolina, and Vanderbilt, the only school with a GPA, at Texas A&M. There you have it. How do you even pull off bowl games? I'm going to ask you a question on a different tip. How do you bet? Do you bet that the game is even going to be played? There's like three lines. There's an over-under on points. There's a point spread. And then there's a, will the game even be played line. How do you do all that? Anyway, I think the whole thing is absolutely nuts. I feel bad for all the people who have to make these tough decisions because it's not easy. You're really talking about kids. And you have to think, what's the worst thing that can happen to these kids? But they're going to push through. So more power to them. All the way around. Step away for 30 seconds. Be right back, and we're going to talk about the Chicago Bears, the topic that everybody wants to talk about, Mitchell Trubisky. And do all that right here on the Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at 4991 South Alma School, that's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're checking us out on all the social media platforms at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook. And you can check us out as well at our website, thesportscave.com. Remember, cave is with a K. Okay, so the National Football League. You talk about plowing through. They are ready. We've heard from some owners. Some owners are in witness protection. Jerry Jones has come out and said that he is going to make every attempt to get fans in the audience. That's right. Nothing like going to a Cowboy game, and when you leave, don't just take that L with you. Take the possibility of a drunk guy drinking some beer coughing on you. Nothing says football like getting COVID in the stands from a guy drinking a $13 beer. So I don't care where you are when it comes to the games. If you think they should play, then play. Pros are completely different. These are grown-ass men. And if it's a lady sport, these are grown-ass women. If they are wearing their risk and they say the risk is worth the reward, by all means play. Have no issue with that whatsoever. What I want to know is, how do you get fans in and out of an arena and socially keep them apart? I'm really curious. You've lost me on that one. How can I, even if a stadium that generally holds, I don't know, think, that holds 50,000, and say you're only going to roll in 10, are you opening every single gate? Are people starting to come 2 hours before? Who's the poor guy or lady that has to go out there with some tape and tape the concrete 6 feet apart so everyone can be away from each other as they file in? When the game is over, how do you get people to leave and be socially distant? Will you even try? Will it matter? I mean, does it matter at that point? Are you basically just saying, look, these are the games, these are the tickets. If you decide to come, hey, do your thing. Come through. Where we are, is that where we're headed? Will the ticket have a disclaimer on it, like baseball, that says if you get hit in the head by a baseball, that's on you? You should have been paying attention. Is it going to be the same way at football games? Is it going to be, if you decide to come, that's on you? If you catch this double call of COVID-19, that's just part of it. Hey, you got that free. You paid for the ticket. The ticket was $300. I know we gave you that L, but we did give you, we left you with this too. How are they going to do that? How do you logistically make, I'm just curious. I just don't know how they do it or how they're going to do it. It's going to be interesting. I think, honestly, I said this a long time ago, and I am sticking to it. You can say what you will. I'm sticking to this. In another 6 months, we will literally have COVID-like symptoms on the injury report. How it used to say flu, rest, cold-like symptoms, you're going to have COVID-19-like symptoms. And I give it about a year, guys will be playing asymptomatic. You could look at me right now, all cockeyed, and say, I can't believe we would do that. Well, you know what? Believe we would do that because that's where we're getting to. Money trumps everything. Billionaires didn't get to be billionaires by losing money. Billionaires didn't get to be billionaires and buy a billion dollar franchise as their side hustle because they allowed money off the table. See, I think a lot of you guys are forgetting that. A lot of people are forgetting that. The Bears are a money-driven, family-owned type business. The Cardinals are a family-owned, money business type deal. Some of these guys were rich, and football is their side gig. That's their side hustle money. This is what their money bought them, the opportunity to invest in something that's over $1 billion. That's what their real job allowed them to do. Think about that. Let that seep in. Like my man Martin used to say, put that tic-tac in your mouth and let that bad boy marinate. Oh, and by the way, I finally saw Bad Boys for Life. Not bad. Pretty good. Not bad. If I had a job, I know I'm off subject. I'm going back to the Bears here. Bear with me. I do this. I would say Bad Boys 2, then Bad Boys for Life, then Bad Boys. I like Bad Boys. I wasn't into Bad Boys as much as I like Bad Boys 2. Anyway, okay, let's get back to it. Let's get back to football. I want to talk about the Bears a little bit. Got thrown off a little bit, made the mistake, Golden Martin, which led me to Bad Boys. My mind can go all over the place. The Bears have Mitchell Trubisky. This is Mitch's make or break year. As a Chicago Bears fan, it can hurt your feelings sometimes. I can only think of one year where I was completely satisfied. 16, Bears won the Super Bowl. That was cool. But lately, it's been a lot of doom and gloom. A lot of heartbreak. Even there are things where even you don't expect them to be as good as they are, but then they lose the worst ways. If they lose a game in the playoffs, it's one thing just to get beat by a better team. They get put out of the playoffs with double doinks off the goalposts. And if one more person comes up to me and says, you guys drafted Mitch Trubisky, you could add Deshaun Watson, you could add Patrick Mahomes, I promise I'm going to hit him in the face with an iron. That's gone. That ship has sailed. That ship is completely gone. It's gone. So we have Mitch. We have a competition between Mitch and Nick Foles. I don't know who the Bears really want to win this. Here's Matt Nagy talking about that.
And it's hard to resume. You can't see how it's going on. But now that we're here together for several weeks, you're able to see the transformation of those two, their relationship. And it's a credit to both of them. You asked about Mitch. I was telling Ryan the other day that I feel like just from my observation of the times that I'm watching Mitch from afar, or whether it's in a meeting room observations or in, you know, out of practice or walking through the waiver, whatever he's doing, there's just a great intention for him right now to worry about playing quarterback the best that he can and not worry about anything else. On top of that, being a good teammate with not only the players on offense and the rest of his teammates on defense, but being a good teammate to Nick as well. And so what you see is it becomes easy for both of them to have that and do that because Nick is the same way. It's reciprocated. Those guys right now, when they watch tape, they're genuinely helping each other out. They're supporting each other. And you feel that. And it makes life so much easier for them when they're in the huddle trying to play as best as they can. And so Mitch, he's in a place right now mentally that I really just feel like is really good. You know, this is now going into the third year with me and me being able to learn who he is. I like where he's at. That's a credit to Coach DeFilippo with John, a credit to Bill Lazor, and a credit to Dave Ragone for all of those guys to make sure that room goes the right way and then to the players. And so time will tell now. I think situationally is where it's going to be really valuable for us as coaches to be able to evaluate that when the team situations are going, how do they handle things? And so now that we're able to start stacking practices, that's going to be a big part of the process. And we have a way to evaluate that we as offensive coaches feel really good about, and we're just going to let them play it out. Like we said, roll the ball out, have no agenda, and may the best man win.
So you heard that last part. We're going to see if the best man won. We'll see how that goes. What it tells me is the Bears don't have a lot of confidence in Mitch Trubisky. And I don't think I'm splitting an atom when I tell you that. I really don't know what the Bears are going to do. How do you treat this season? And I'm going to take COVID out. We're going to go to make-believe land, and we're going to believe everything is perfect. And the season's going to jump off. Everything's going to be fine. How do you play this season? How do you get through? If you're a veteran player on this team, how do you go through this season? Do you go through thinking everything is going to be fine? Do you go through the season thinking, it's Mitch. If you're a defensive player and Mitch is a starter, do you think, oh, crap, here we go again? I don't know what you do. I don't know how you go through this year. That has to be hard. That has to be really, really tough. If you're a veteran player on the Bears and you're looking at these two quarterbacks, do you want Nick Foles in? Do you want Mitch? Let's say Mitch has a great training camp. The first time Mitch does something that's real Mitchell-like, and you're back in the back of your mind, are you thinking, okay, great, here we go again? Or are you thinking Mitchell will work his way out of this? I don't think there's anything other to think other than, oh, crap, here we go again. Mitch is about to be Mitchell. When Matt Nagy is saying, may the best man win, I honestly don't think even he's pulling for Mitch because he knows he's going to turn back in to Mitchell. The Bears need a franchise quarterback. They don't grow on trees. I'm obviously aware of that. And you can't sacrifice years because even if you go out and you get a pick, a good pick, to get you a good guy out of this draft, say a Lawrence, say a Fields, say someone of that nature, they still need to develop. You're giving up the years that you signed some of your better players during to suffer with Mitchell Trubisky. Khalil Mack is on that defense suffering because Mitchell Trubisky is the worst quarterback in the NFL. And you can tell me there's other quarterbacks that's worse. You know what? They're backups. He's the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. The Peterman comes off the bench. He's not a starter. Even Jacksonville knew their quarterback sucked and let him go. He's coming off the bench. The Bears have the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. And they're trying to decide what to do with him. And you have Khalil Mack on your team. Anyway, Nagy is also bragging about the relationship he has with Ryan Pace. Talks about how great it is to have a coach and a GM on the same page.
I personally, coming into Chicago, have always been built on learning it with other places I've been at of over communicating, and Ryan does that even more probably, which is so good. When you have a head coach and the GM that are united and being able to make sure that you're both comfortable with your opinions and how you feel, and when there's a decision that needs to be made, you know, we do it together. And so he's the support that he's given me. Whether it's, you know, running these Zoom team meetings and we get all these guests. Here's a for example. We have all these guest speakers that come in. I think it was around 25 guest speakers that we had come in. Of the 25 guest speakers, you know, they're all a minimum an hour talking to us. So that's 25 hours. We've gone through there and we're able to now have the quotes and the video of the discussions and such great points that those guest speakers made. Ryan and his staff took the time to go through those and create cut-ups for us so that we have those and we can use those to remind ourselves. So that's just a small example of something that probably a lot of GMs don't do, but he does that and his personnel does that to help us out.
I love when Matt Nagy gets asked a very simple question, and then he goes on and on and on and on. First off, there's no such thing as over-communicating. A head coach and a GM should always be on the same page. If they can do that talking twice a week, you do it twice a week. If they need 50 times a week, you do it 50 times a week. There's no such thing
at all when it comes to, quote unquote, over communicating. Every time I hear that, I'm just like, well, what the hell are you talking about? You cannot over communicate. Say this one more time. You cannot over communicate. It's a misnomer. Like saying irregardless. So he says they're on the same page. I think the Bears are going to struggle. I'm not going into this season with any expectations. Again, I'm in make-believe land. I'm going to believe the season's going to plow through. Everything's going to be fine. I'm not even talking about COVID-19, you know, the devil. I'm saying the perfect world, everything's going to go through. The Bears are going to struggle. Green Bay will be good. Green Bay is griping about having a Hall of Fame quarterback, and they don't know if they're sick of him. Well, I'll tell you what. If y'all sick of Aaron Rodgers, give him to us. If he gets on your nerves that much, if he's too damn grumpy for you, give him to us. I hate that. I hate when people have something. Yeah, I said it. I hate when people have something nice and they complain about what they have. Hey, man, nice car, nice band. Yeah, but, you know, every now and then, every now and then what? Annoying. You have freaking Aaron Rodgers. And you're upset because Aaron is a little grumpy. I think I've heard everything. We have Mitchell Trubisky. There you go. Now what do you have to be grumpy about? We have Mitchell Trubisky. Now that's something to be grumpy about. Let me pick these NBA games so I can get up out of here. Obviously today Denver played a barn burner with Utah. They pulled out in overtime. Yeah, I can give you a ton of details. There's still games going on, so I'm not going to give you a ton of details. Denver's going to win that in six. Just that simple. They're going to win in six. Tomorrow, Orlando plays Milwaukee. I'm still pissed at Milwaukee. They're going to beat Orlando, but I'm still pissed at them. I mean, they laid down like dogs with fleas their last game. Like, I know they didn't have anything to play for. Damn it, neither did the Brooklyn Nets. But the Brooklyn Nets played hard. Portland just beat them. You can live with that. But Milwaukee laid down. They laid down. You could say whatever the hell you want. When you're running out Bledsoe and Middleton and the Lopez twins and all those guys are playing, you mean to tell me that they should get their ass kicked like that? Come on, man. They're going to beat Orlando. They should sweep them. Miami and Indiana, look, I like what TJ Warren is doing. I do. I like Victor Oladipo. I think, though, Indiana has a couple of injuries that's going to come back to haunt them. Miami's just tough, man. You don't play for Pat Riley and not be tough. Yeah, I know Spoelstra's a coach, but they all play for Riley. Give me Miami in seven. I know what you're saying. Oh, but there's no damn home court. Doesn't matter. Indiana technically has home court. That don't mean anything. They're not going nowhere. Everyone's staying at the same hotel. Oklahoma City versus the Rockets. Now, this is going to be an interesting series because I picked Houston as being some type of dark horse, whatever. But if Russ is going to be injured and miss time, that changes everything. You got a bunch of guys trying to play to prove everybody wrong. Chris Paul wants to prove that it wasn't his fault down in Houston. Russ wants to prove he should have stayed at Oklahoma City. That they moved him out. They should have rebuilt around him again. Brought in talent. I don't mean go rookies, but brought in more talent. So this is the prove me wrong series.
Every ex is mad at the ex trying to prove that the new girlfriend looks better than the old one. New boyfriend makes more money than the old one, whatever. Because Russell Westbrook is hurt. So let me hedge on this. I'm riding the fence. Call me whatever you want. Call me a barrel of butcher knives. I really don't care. If Russell Westbrook plays, I've got Houston. If Russell Westbrook is out, I got Oklahoma City. I have the right to do that. I'm a grown-ass man. Portland, L.A., everybody's on a Portland train. Look at what Portland did. Ooh, that damn Dame Lillard, he's unstoppable. True. Man, Nurkic is back. He is balling. True. LeBron James plays on that other team. You know what team I'm talking about. He plays on that other team. Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win that series. I give them 6. It'll be fun. It'll go up and down. You'll be like, oh, it's always like, oh, man, Portland's going to win. But they did. They don't play no defense, man. Portland don't play defense. The Lakers can't shoot. When you play a team that don't play defense, shots get real wide open. The only team I saw miss wide open shots that couldn't score were the New York Knicks back in the day. Well, I don't even got to go back to that. I go to New York Knicks now. They still can't shoot. They still suck. But I'm going back in the day when they had Starks and all. Them cats can shoot in an empty gym. And even though the Lakers can't shoot in an empty gym, when you got LeBron and you got AD, you're going to get some real easy shots against a team that plays absolutely no defense in the world. Give me L.A. Boston's playing Philly. Philly going to lose just because they're ready to get ready to close. Brett Brown sucks. Everybody hurt. Boston's better. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, done. The Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks, everyone is riding Luka. Luka can ball. I know Luka can ball. Porzingis can ball. Hardaway Jr. can ball. They are playing a team with 3 pit bulls that haven't had dinner on the wing. And Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Patrick Beverley. It is playoff ball. They are going to eat the Dallas Mavericks up. The Clippers always find a way to drop a game or 2, so I'm going to take them in 5. But the Clippers are the best team. I'll get more into basketball tomorrow. I got a lot of stuff. I'm still mad over Alvin Gentry getting fired, but I'm not mad about that. I'll explain why tomorrow. So much basketball to get into. We'll get into all that stuff tomorrow, too. Time is not our friend, so let me get this bad boy wrapped up.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
I said I'd open up the phone lines. I lied. I opened it up for 1 segment, so I apologize. Apologize for the lie. I'll try to be better tomorrow. You make sure you're following us on social media at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram. Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com is the website. Cave is with the K. You get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Don't forget, you can check us out every day live. Every day live right here on KSRN. Until tomorrow, this has been the Cave Show with PLR. Temps, bring us home.